We have a new, well, it's not a new box office champ. Top Gun just continues to rake it in.
This is just absolutely amazing because this movie came out Memorial Day weekend. It's been out literally just a couple of months. And Top Gun Maverick now has surpassed Avengers Infinity Wars as the sixth biggest motion picture of all time. Of all time. The latest box office numbers after yesterday are now at $683 million domestically. That puts it right behind Black Panther's $700 million take on the all-time box office list. The worldwide take for this movie now $1.4 billion. Now it's going to go on sale for digital purchase this week. Then it's going to go on 4K, Ultra HD, Blu-ray, and DVD on November the 1st. I don't have any word on when it's going to be going on VHS tape or beta, but hopefully hopefully that'll be very soon also.
And still, theaters are kind of struggling to come back. I saw that the owner of the Regal Cinemas movie theater chain is preparing to file for bankruptcy protection.
Yeah, Chapter 11, the Regal Cineworld is the company, but they own the Regal theaters around Chicago. They have several locations. I don't know what the answer is to that question, because depending on the movie, they're packing them in. You know, if they are movies that appeal to younger audiences, they pack them in. This past weekend was just kind of an average weekend at the box office. Slightly below average box office weekend. Not that big of a deal, but when the Thor movie came out, and some of the others that have youth appeal, they pack them in.
Yeah, I guess some of the theater owners are complaining that there's going to be a dry spell this fall until some of the highly expected movies come out in November.
Yeah, the Christmas movie. I mean, that's every year, though.
That's true, yeah.
That's not anything unusual or related to the pandemic. Right now is normally a really, really, really slow movie time of the year that's not going to pick up until pretty close to Thanksgiving, really.
Big numbers for HBO on this House of Dragon, huh?
Yeah, we haven't gotten the actual numbers yet. We should be getting them from our crack research staff here very soon. But what we do know is that the debut of The House of Dragon, the Game of Thrones prequel, the spinoff series, did break HBO last night. That's always a good sign when you can crash your network. That's always good. HBO Max's app crashed because so many people were going on trying to watch it, it crashed or froze up, and HBO is saying that this happened to customers using the Amazon Fire Sticks. They say that they're trying to get this problem and issue resolved, but I'll bet secretly in their in their boardroom they're like, hey,
yeah,
we broke our network. We broke our network.
They're happy,
so we can say that happened.
Yeah. What's the latest on Gary Busey, Dean?
Well, this is a very sad story, really, because he has been charged with fourth degree criminal sexual contact and several other charges related to an appearance that he made at a horror movie convention in New Jersey. Police were called about a sex offense at a hotel where the convention was being held. They didn't give any specifics about the allegations, but Busey is now charged on Facebook. The convention manager said that after attendees had complained, a celebrity guest, as they put it, was removed from the convention and instructed not to return. So there's been no comment from Gary Busey's camp. There have been no specifics on exactly what happened or who was the target of this. I imagine we'll be learning about it more, but bad news for him from over the weekend.
Yeah, he's been a troubled man for quite a while.
Very true.
And then you have Garth Brooks. Is he the world's nicest entertainer?
He is the world's nicest entertainer. Yes, he is. Considering he is the top solo artist of all time, all kinds of, you know, different genres of music. He's a 7-time winner of Entertainer of the Year from the Country Music Association. He's got every accolade in the book, yet he remains a super nice guy. And now he's taken on a new role. In addition to all of his musical accomplishments, he is now also the narrator of a National Geographic docuseries, which will begin a week from today, called America's National Parks, in which in this first season they take us to 5 of America's national parks. And we did a little Zoom chat with Garth the other day, and we not only talked about the series, but also about his recent return to the 80,000-seat Notre Dame Stadium, where he just put on a concert this past May.
It was fun. The first time we played there felt more like the event was bigger than what was happening. But the second time we played there, I felt like you were playing for your mom and dad and your family in there. I mean, that's the one I'll remember. The first one was probably more historic, but the second one was a lot more welcome back home kind of thing. It was fun.
Yeah, and you're on an arena tour right now, I think, right? That's about to end. Yeah. In Dublin, is that right? What's this tour been like in catching up after the pandemic and getting back out on the road again?
It's fun. I think you hit it. The pandemic is the thing. You know, it makes you more grateful to get to play, kind of thing. And it's sweet because I think we all belong together. And so it's neat to get those people in there now safely and sing. And yeah, we'll end it in Dublin. But, you know, it's what I love. I get to tour around this great country. And exactly why I signed up for this, for Nat Geo, is you get to talk about the greatest things, the greatest parts of these country. I get to see it in people, what's cool about the national parks.
Yeah, what's really cool is that he literally is playing some of the biggest arenas all around the world with his music, yet, you know, also found time to do this narration job, something you wouldn't expect from Garth Brooks.
How did you even get involved in this? Is it because you have visited these places? You want to visit these places?
No, I can only guess why. For one, I'm not like the speaker guy, right? I'm not the voiceover guy at all. But I think if anything does come through when you think about Garth Brooks, how much I'm just in love with this place. And I know it's square. I know it's square to be hip about your country. I love this place. Our landscape is just like our population. Where the strength is in its diversity, right? So you've got things like Big Bend's in Texas. Doesn't look anything like Hawaii's national parks, right? But you've got all these different choices you get to go that have all these animals, all these plant life in it. There are some of these national parks that belong to the United States where no other place on the planet has this particular species or plant. It's something that we should realize as a national treasure and something we should take advantage of.
Yeah, this all will premiere next Monday on the National Geographic Channel. Then about a week after that, all the episodes will be streaming on Disney Plus. I saw the early footage of this. It is absolutely beautiful to see these national parks, some of which I've been to, some I haven't, but it's stunning to see this. The only thing that's disturbing to me is that he's getting into the narration business. You know, in one minute you're doing a documentary for National Geographic, the other, you know, you're trying to do the voiceover for Victory Auto Records. you know, and I wouldn't put it past them to try to get my gig from the last 31 years.
Yeah, he needs a little extra money.
He needs a little extra money to hang out with the guy who the door falls off when I say this old car may be worth money. So back off a little, Garth, Mr. Superstar. Back off a little bit.
Yeah, and I don't care what he says. It's hip to be square. I love it. Thank you.
Very right,
Dean.